We're in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel, Amid Aleph. In the Schattenstein Gemaras, it's 83.82. In the regular Gemaras, it's like 10 lines in the top of the page, 11 lines in the top of the page. Okay, the Gemara says like this. Gufa, we learned before, it brought down a Braisa before. Ve'elu Shebemisa, but the Gemara is going to elaborate on this Braisa that was just brought down. Gufa, we learned before Braisa, it says like this. Ve'elu Shebemisa. These are Avedas that you get Misa Bidei Shemayim. Okay, what are the Avedas Bidei Shemayim? So it says, Eichel is a Tevel. If somebody eats Tevel, Tevel is the untithed food. A person has to tithe Truma, Maisa, and all the other things. So what happens if they don't tithe anything? Or, Kohen Tamei Sha'ochel Truma Tahira. If a Kohen who's Tamei eats Truma, that's not Tamei. Okay? So in other words, he is Tamei, but he eats Truma. So then it's also Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Or, Zor Sha'ochel Esa Truma, a Yisrael that eats Truma, or a Levi for that matter, that eats Truma, V'tamei Shashimesh, and a person who's Tamei, that serves in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, that was how they refuted the other opinion of the Gemara that said, Tamei Shashimesh, that somebody who is Tamei, he's not Chayiv Misa. Okay? But here they ask, he is Chayiv Misa. It says clearly that then it's Chayiv Misa. Utful Yom Shashimesh, and a Tful Yom that served. What's a Tful Yom? Tful Yom is a guy that became Tamei, went to the mikveh, thank you, went to the mikveh, and he has to wait until the nightfall, and then he can go back into the Beis HaMikdash. And he served, let's say he went Tuesday morning to the mikveh, so he's not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash until Tuesday night. He worked Tuesday afternoon. Or Mechus Begodim, a Kohen who wasn't wearing the big day kahuna when he worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mechus Kapara, the din is certain people, certain tumas, Zav, Mitzera, when they finish the tumah, they have to bring a carbon. So, right, they go to mikveh, they wait until nightfall, and the next morning they have to bring a carbon. They didn't bring a carbon yet, and they worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. A Kohen, before he does Aved in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to wash his hands and feet from the kiyar, from the sink in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. They had to put their right hand and right foot and wash it, left hand and left foot and wash it, and they didn't. Or Suya Yayin, a guy that was drunk, meaning he drank a revius of wine, and he went to work in the Beis HaMikdash, which he's not allowed to. Or Fruri Roish, Kainim that has long hair. And it's interesting. How much is long hair? 30 days. A Kain has to take a haircut every 30 days. A Kain Gadol, by the way, had to take a haircut with learn the Mishnah Sanhedrin. A Kain Gadol has to take care once a week. A Melech, every day. But a regular Kain, because the Torah says, one second, you can't have long hair. The Torah says you can't have long hair when you work. What's long hair? The Gemara says 30 days. What?
It's called blurry.
If he bald, the Kohen is not allowed to work at all, right?
Why? Oh, you mean is that a blemish?
More than 30 days is despicable?
It's called long hair.
Is it called Rabbi Blurious?
Blurious is no. When you have a lot of hair in the front and nothing by the side. Aval. Okay, so all these guys, any of a guy that worked in the Beis HaMikdash or ate truma, whatever it was, is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. But Orel, a guy's uncircumcised Kohen that works in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Einain is a time from the death of a relative that you have to mourn on until the funeral. Right? That's what's called an Einain today. Or Yeshiv, he sat, because we learned from the Pasuk that they have to stand when they do the Aved in the Beis HaMikdash. So this guy sat. Eina b'misa, these people do not get Misa b'dei Shemayim. They only get Hazara. They only get, it's forbidden. So they're Malkas, basically. But they don't get Misa. And then the Mishnah says, what about Balmum? A blemished Kohen. There's like 50-something blemishes that a Kohen is not allowed to make him, allow him to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, B'misa. He also gets Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. But, Chachamim Eimim B'Hazara. Chachamim say, no, it's only a lav. Torah says, Balmum is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, if he does, so Rabbi says he's Chayv Misa. Chachamim say, you only get a lav.
Sickness.
Either two of his brothers, he says, he quotes from Rashi, that even a bidin, if somebody had two brothers that died from bris, so he's not allowed to do a bris because he might die also.
Hemophilia,
whatever it's called, right? But they actually two brothers that died, or three? No, two brothers. I think. That died, so then the din is the third. So Torah says you don't do a bris. But the bottom line is, this Kohen doesn't have a bris, so he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. Listen, left handed Kohen also can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. It's one of the blemishes, believe it or not. I'm sure today's society wouldn't find that appeasing. Then he says like this, he's it be Me'ila. Okay, what's Me'ila? Me'ila is when somebody uses Hegdish without, not for Hegdish. For it's called Me'ila. Now, normally, okay, if somebody does Me'ila, let's say they used, there was a pen that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, and the guy used the pen for whatever, to write a letter. So normally, that's called B'Shaygig. Most Me'ila is B'Shaygig. So what do you do if you're Me'il B'Shaygig? So the din is, you have to bring a carbon, and you have to pay an additional fifth to the Beis HaMikdash, okay? Now, he has to bring a carbon, plus Me'ila, you pay Chaymish. Now, what happens if somebody did it intentionally? Because normally Me'ila is when he did a B'Shaygig. What happens if somebody does it B'Mezid? So then Rabbi says B'Misa. Again, the similar punishment to Balmum. But again, Rebbe says he would get Misa. And the Chachamim say, no, it's a lav, that's it. Okay? So you get Malchus, you know, things like that. Okay, so now the Gemara is going through each one of these cases. Where do we find this, the biblical source for all these dinim that they get Misa B'dei Shemayim and so on?
Is this rule for a child and Tinoch too? God forbid if there is his brothers or something had an issue that halachically.
If the two of his brothers had died, yeah. Then he turns says he doesn't.
From unnatural bleeding when they're circumcised? From unnatural bleeding when they're circumcised?
Not unnatural bleeding, only if they actually died. Okay, so now it says like this: Aichel, it's a tevel, one who eats tevel, right? Tevel is the untithed grain. You didn't say p'tum, ma'isa, all that. Minolan, how do we know that the person gets misa b'dei shemayim? I mean, you say a statement. What's the source of it? Says Amish Shmuel, Amish Shem Rabbi Eliezer. Shmuel says the name Rabbi Eliezer. Minayin leichos a tevel shu b'misa. How do I know that if you eat tevel, you get misa? By the way, it doesn't matter. Kohen eat, whoever eats tevel. Dechsev, it says like this. V'lo yichal, Lord, they should not desecrate. Eskod she b'nei Yisrael, the holy things of the Eden, eiseh sheyodim ol Hashem, but they separate for Hashem. Meaning you're not allowed to desecrate holy things which are separated from Hashem. So it says, Basidim litrim akosim medaber. The Torah speaks, Asher yorimu, in Hebrew means, yorimu means what they will separate. I mean, they didn't separate it yet. Now, basically the Torah says, V'yalev chilu chilu mitruma, and we learn out here, by the things which are not separated yet. Right? It says the word yilachalalu. And by truma, it also says the word chalalu. It's a gzeri shava, right? By tevel, the Torah said, v'lo yichalalu, you shouldn't desecrate it. And by Truma, the Torah also uses the word Yechalalu. So therefore, the Gemara learns that Exeter Shava, Mala, Halim, B'Misa, just like by Truma, if a Zod eats Truma, it's Chayiv Misa, Avkam B'Misa, here it also gets Misa. Okay? This is what the Gemara learns out. Exeter Shava. By Tevel, the Torah says, Yechalalu. By Truma, the Torah uses the word Yechalalu. So just say by Truma, if you eat Truma, who's not allowed to eat Truma, Yechayiv Misa. So the same thing by Tevel, Yechayiv Misa. So the Gemara said, V'nelev chilu chilu minaisar. Okay, so why are you learning it out? Misa b'day shemayim, from Truma, learn it out from Naisar. You know, when you leave over a carbon past the allotted time? So over there, the Torah says, if you eat it, v'nichrasa, which is kodesh, but not misa b'day shemayim. Remember, we learned already. There's misa b'day shemayim, Hashem kills you. And then there's kodesh. Okay? One is 50, one is 60. Okay? Which one's 50, which one's 60? So normally everybody says kodesh is 60. But there's really an argument between Bavli and Yerushalmi. One of them says 50 is kodesh and 60 is misa b'day shemayim. And the other one says, no, 50 is misa b'day shemayim and kodesh is 60. But the peril is two distinct punishments. Yeah, bottom line is, in both cases, Hashem kills you, not Bezdin, but the difference is when you die. Okay? Both of them, by the way, you could do tshuva, because then, okay. But the Gemara's question is like this. Bottom line is, by Tevel, the Torah uses the word don't desecrate. By Trum, it says don't desecrate. And by Noisar, leftover stuff, it says don't desecrate. So meanwhile, the Gemara said, we learn out Tevel from Truma. And therefore, just say by Truma is Misa B'day Shemayim. So the same thing, Tevel is Misa B'day Shemayim. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, who tells you to learn it out from Truma? Why don't you learn it out from Noisar? It also says Lo Yechalalu. And by Noisar, the punishment is Kodesh. Not Misa B'day Shemayim. So why do you learn out one from the next? So the Gemara says, Mistabra, logically, Mitruma Havale Lemelef, Kol Tov. They should have learned it out from Truma. In other words, like this, you have a choice to learn out Tevel from Truma or Neisar, right? So the Gemara says, you learn out from Truma. So the Gemara says, why didn't you learn out from Neisar? So the Gemara answers simply, it's more logical to learn it out from Truma.
Why?
Because Shekein Truma, Chutz Loretz, Truma doesn't apply in Chutz Loretz. So therefore, Hutra is a release from the prohibition. Meaning, it's like this.
The Truma works every time. Even when there is no Beit HaMikdash, there is Truma.
No, he says like this. Truma and... Truma and Tevel have something in common. What's the case of Truma? A Kohen Tomei eats Truma. Well, where do you find Lo Yechalalu? If a Kohen who's Tomei eats Truma, right, he's Chayiv Misa. Right? So the Gemara says there's a bigger similarity between Tevel and Truma than Tevel and Neisar. Why? Tevel could be rectified. Separate. Yeah. To tithe it. Tomei could be rectified. You can go to the mikvah. Once something is noisar, it can never be fixed. A korban that was left over past the allotted time, you can't fix it. So what's more connected? Tevel and Truma are more connected than Tevel and noisar. Right? So you can liken Truma, Tevel to Truma, Kain Tomei eating Truma, or you can liken it to Neisar. So Gemara says it's more logical to liken it to Truma, because Truma could be rectified, Tuma could be rectified going to the mikveh, Tevel could be rectified by tithing it, but Tumi you can't.
Neisar you can't.
Neisar, I'm sorry, right? Neisar you can't. What?
Once the time has passed for Tevel, can you rectify it?
What do you mean Tevel? There's no time. You can always rectify.
A year passed.
So you separate for... Doesn't matter. You can't separate grain from 1 year for a previous year.
Right.
But that, for that year you could.
Right. Yeah, for that year you could.
No.
So the time bracket is the year.
No, it's not. Because this tavel from this year, yeah, could still be rectified by separating from the grain of this year for this year.
For this year, yes.
If they don't get mixed, of course. Right?
Right, okay, that's what we're talking about, normal things.
Hey, even if you get mixed up, you have the ways to separate.
You can't mix from 1 year to the
year. No, but if anything happens like this, you still have a way to do that.
Right. Okay, now, it's like this. So, the Gemara is answering, there's seven ways... seven ways Truma and Tevel are more likened to Neiser. Meaning like this. Truma can exist outside of Eretz Yisrael. If you bring grains of Truma outside of Eretz Yisrael, you still have to separate Truma, right? So he says, number one, Chutz Laaretz. Secondly, Hutra. There's sometimes a release, meaning you can separate Truma and make it not Tevel anymore. Secondly, Barabim, when it says Chilul, the word don't desecrate, by Tevel it says plural, by Truma it's Lo Yichalulu, and by Neiser it says it's singular. So Tevel is plural, Truma Tome is plural, and Neiser is singular. So where's more Shaykh to say? Okay, fourthly, whatever, Peiris. Truma and Tevel apply to fruits. What's Tevel? Tevel's not an animal's, right? You have grain, fruit, you have to separate, Truma, Maisa, all that. Yeah? Neisar, you're leaving over a carbon that only applies to animals.
But Truma can be also from animals, no?
No. Not Tevel. Tevel is basically fruits.
No, Tevel, yes. But
let's talk about Tevel. And Pigul and Neisar, Tevel and Tuma are not subjects to the concept of Pigul. You know, you think the wrong thought at the time you bring a Neisar. So my answer is like this. We have Tevel. We're trying to figure out if somebody eats Tevel, the Braisa said you get Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's what the Braisa said, right? So the Gemara said, what's the source of it? So the Gemara answered, it says Yichalulu by Tevel, it says Yichalulu by Misa, by Truma, just by Truma, if a Tommy person eats Truma and Chayiv Misa, so the same thing, Tevel is Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara said, but it says Yichalulu also by Neisar.
Singular.
Yeah, but it says, but the Gemara's question, why didn't you learn out from Neisar? Why are you learning it out from Truma, learning out from Neisar? The Gemara said, because in seven ways, Tevel and Truma are more interconnected to each other than it is to Neisar. So the Gemara, no, Adrabba. If you should learn it, I'll give you a reason why Tevel and Neisar are connected. Why? She came psul eichel, it's a disqualification of food. Okay? Neisar and Tevel, yeah? You can't kasher it by putting it in the mikveh. But a kohen who's tamei could go to the mikveh. So I'll tell you, the truth is, Tevel and Neisar are more interconnected. Because Tevel mikveh doesn't help. You have to tie it. You can't put Neisar, you can't put Tevel into the mikveh and you need it. Right? And secondly...
But it could be fixed in other ways.
I understand, but if you look at it, Neisar cannot be fixed in the mikveh, and Tevel can be fixed in the mikveh. But a kohen who's tamei eating truma could be fixed in the mikveh. So Tevel and Neisar have more connection because... So my answer is very simple. Yeah, you're right. But Hanach Nefishin, in seven ways, Tevel and Truma are likened. This is Tevel and Neisar is in one way. So you tell me which one's better. Seven is better than one. So therefore the Gemara says...
And that one way, it's only a negative way.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. One way it's good. Some of those are also negative. So it's basically, bottom line is, the Gemara says, listen, we're going to liken it to Truma, and therefore just say, Kokain whose tummy eats Truma is Chayiv Misa. Somebody who eats Tevel is also Chayiv Misa. Aye, let's learn it out from Neisar. It's closer to Truma than it is to Neisar. Okay. Another answer that Avina says is like this. One of the seven ways, the Gemara said, was by Tevel it's plural, and by Truma it's plural, right? And by Neiser, Chilul is singular. So Ravina Amar, Chilul the Rabbim, Chilul the Rabbim Madiv. He says like this, you don't have to answer seven verses one. He says, what are you learning out? Lo yichalulu. Where's the exact same word? By Tevel and by Truma, not by Neiser. So if you make a Gzeira Shava, right, the same word here and there, so the closer the word is to each other, more logical the Gzeira Shava is.
What's the difference between Gzeira Shava and Hekesh? Because it's very
thick. No, not at all. Hekesh, they're next to each other.
Oh, because they're writing next to each
other. Yeah. The fact that the Torah puts two things in the same pasuk is a Hekesh. I'll give you an example. By Chum, I don't know why this comes in my mind. By Chum, it's in Pesach. Yeah? The Gemara asks the question, women are obligated to eat matzah. Yeah? It's a mitzah connected to time. It's connected to time. It's why are they mechuyev? Just like the Nachayev and Luluv and the Esrig, right? Or Sukkah, why they are obligated to matzah. Oh, so the Gemara said, because in the same pasuk, it says, don't eat chametz, eat matzah. That's a hekesh. The same pasuk that says, don't eat chametz, says eat matzah. So why does the Torah put into one pasuk? That's called a hekesh. So we liken not eating chametz, eating matzah to not eating chametz. Just like not eating chametz, women are obligated in because it's a lav. It's not a positive, it's a negative mitzvah than mukhayivin. So the same thing, that's a hekesh. Gzeira Shava could be on two opposite ends of the Torah. Okay? Here it says a word, here it says a word. Now, we learned many times, the Gemara says, you can't make up your own Gzeira Shava. You can't say, okay, here it says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, and here it says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemer, so therefore, it's one big cholent. The Gemara says, Ein Adam don Gzeira Shava l'atzmei. Okay? The Gzeira Shava has to be Mekubal, Mi dor dor from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gzeira Shava came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, the Gemara says you can't make up your own. Here it says Hashem. Here it says Hashem. You're going to make a Gzeira Shava. I mean, come on, it's going to be wild. Okay. So the Mefarshim ask interesting things. Sometimes we find in the Gemara some Tanoim and Amiroim hold of a Hekish and some don't. It's Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Rishonim answer. They knew there was X amount of Gzeira Shavas for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Machlaikis, like everybody knows there's Tayag Mitzvahs. Yeah? Yet there's a Machlaikis in Poskim, Rishonim. We know a statement, there's 613 mitzvahs. What they are? So there are many mitzvahs. It's just a Machlaikis if it's a mitzvah or not. So there are X amount, the Chacham knew, the Tanoim and Amiroim knew, there was X amount of Gzeira Shavas for Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a machoikis. This one holds, this one isn't, and this one isn't. Okay? But you can't make up a Gzeira Shava by yourself.
Gzeira
Shava is going to be exactly. No, here the Gemara wanted to say Yechalal and Yechalalu. It's also. But the Gemara answers, now Ravina answers, forget the seven and the one. He says, Pasha, this is the same exact word, and this is not the exact same word. Therefore, by the way, you can punish based on Gzeira Shava. We learn a lot of dinim. We like over here. The guy gets Misa for eating Tevel because we learn out Gzeira Shava from Truma.
Yeah.
That means he gets. But Lamashul, a Kavel Chaymer, that a person can make up his own Kavel Chaymer, you don't dine him in Kavel Chaymer. You can't punish somebody based on the Kavel Chaymer because that's you made up. How do you know it's right? So that's the way it works. So what the Gemara Ravina answers, because it's Gzeira Shava, it's better to do the exact word, both Rabbim versus Rabbim and Yochad.
Hekish doesn't have to be exact word.
Huh? Hekish, no. The fact that it's in the same place. Or next to each other. Whatever.
Usually you answer, the reason why women also have to eat is because they were also freed from...
No.
No? I've heard you say that.
Yeah, by Purim and Hanukkah.
No, but also by Pesach. No? They were also in that place.
The Rishonim write that Af Hein Hoyu Beis Anes is only by Rabbinic, not Minatayla. That's why you can't answer by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why are women obligated min haTorah? Because they were part of the miracle. By min haTorah, this is the Rishonim right clearly. That by mitzvah min haTorah, you don't go because they were also part of the miracle. Because Torah doesn't work like that. When the Chachamim make a Yom Tif, so they included everybody in the Yom Tif. So therefore, Chanukah, even though it's connected to time, Purim is connected to time, right? You have to mechuyev in Chanukah and Purim. Why? So Aveinu Yubayisanes. So the Rishonim writes, why didn't you say the same thing by Matzah and all the Sukkah, whatever? Because you don't say it by Biblical Mitzvah. Biblical Mitzvah is different.
You need more reasons.
You need to tell you clearly that they have to do it.
So they have to eat it because of the Hekesh.
Right.
And there's no Hekesh or anything.
No, not by Sukkah, there's no Hekesh. Sukkah is it, but Sukkah Station, we should say Yomim.
So I was wrong. So you never said that. You never said that women have to eat.
Not that I can remember. Maybe I said in my sleep. I don't know. But don't. No, because it says clearly, Yafa Yobay Asunetz. You only say by Mitzvah Rabban.
So
not. No. No.
By Purim
and Kham. There's another. I'll give you an example. It says, don't wear shatness. G'dilim tassel, chamek tzitzis. They didn't know chumash devarim, right? Don't wear shatnez, g'dilim tassel. So it's, what's the, why is there a connection? It's two separate psukim, but they're next to each other in the chumash. What's the
juxtaposition?
Yeah, what's the juxtaposition, whatever it is? Because it says to teach us that on tzitzis you're allowed to have shatnez. And we don't today practical because you wear it when you're not mechuyev, whatever. But instead, the fact that the Torah puts gdilim tzitzis next to shatnez teaches us that the mitzvah shatnez tzitzis overrules shatnez.
It would be an avera at night because you don't have.
That's what I'm saying. It would be. That's why we don't do it lepel. Technically, you could put. I mean, based on that, you could put linen tzitzis. No, I'm sorry, woolen or either one doesn't matter. Woolen tzitzis into a linen garment.
And why? Only wear it during the day.
Huh? Because Torah said, by tzitzis, shatnez doesn't apply.
Oh, yeah? I was wondering.
No, but we don't do that. Okay.
It is, don't we have linen? No.
No. Okay. Then the next case was, okay, that's the first case, the Gemara proved, Tevel, you get Misa, right? The source of it. Then the next thing it says, Kain Tamei Shachol Truma Tehida. Kain Tamei. That eats truma, chayiv misa. Minolon, how do we know that it's misa b'day shemayim? Maybe it's another punishment, whatever. Da'amei Shmuel, because Shmuel said, minay lekein tamei shachol truma tehedo shub misa b'day shemayim. How do we know? Because the Torah doesn't say clearly misa b'day shemayim. Maybe it's kares. Maybe bezdin kills you. I don't know. How do you know it's misa b'day shemayim? So Shmuel said, how do I know? Shubamisa b'day shemayim d'chsiv v'shamnus mishmarti. They should guard my charge v'lo yisu alav chet, and they won't carry a sin on it v'lo yamusu. Okay? So it says like this. The Pasuk is speaking about, again, meisu b'y kiyich aluluhu is speaking about a tummy, kain tummy that ate truma, yeah? That he can't eat it until he's tahor. And the Torah says, "V'shamrus mishmarti." Okay, the Torah says you shouldn't eat it when you're tummy because you should guard that you shouldn't have a chet. Okay, now what does Shmuel say like this? Tehera in, if a kohen ate truma that is tahor, then yes, the punishment is misa b'day shemayim. Tumeya loy, but tumeya. If a guy ate truma that is tamei, that means like this. If a kohen eats, he says like this. What the Torah says is a kohen that's tamei eats truma, that's tahar, he gets misa b'day shemayim. But tamei, what happens if a kohen who's tamei, yeah, and he eats truma that's tamei? Something tummy touched it. What do you mean? How could it be tummy? How could food become tummy? A shed is touched it.
It's not truma anymore.
Why isn't it? It's truma tomato.
It's a tummy.
No, but it says like this. I know if a kohen who's pure eats truma tameya, it's misa. How do I know if a kohen who's tamei ate truma that's tamei? How do I know? Minayin, because Rishmul said name of Eliezer, minayin a kohen tamei shachol truma tameya. How do I know a kohen who's tamei who ate truma that's also tamei that doesn't get misa? Shenemar, because it says, okay? He says, because he desecrates the truma by eating it. If a kohen's tamei and the truma isn't, and he eats it,
you're profaning it,
yes, desecrating it. But this is already desecrated. So he's not going to get it. Gemara says, from Shmuel's din, obviously, that is Misa B'dei Shemayim, like we said before, from the Pasuk says, Misa B'dei Shemayim.
So if the truma became tameh, a kohen tameh could eat it?
No, he's not allowed to eat it.
He's not allowed. But if he ate it, he's not chayv.
He's not chayv misa. He's not chayv misa with the
shemayim. Does he get anything?
Huh?
Does he get lashes?
Yeah, probably.
So what should they do? Should they burn it?
You burn it.
And if someone made it tameh, some kohen tameh, Tamei person touched it and therefore he made the tamei. It's chayv misa?
No. Yeah, like he says, it's still forbidden to eat it.
That
but
seems to be worse than.
I'll get a laugh. Malchus.
It seems to be just as bad as eating it.
What?
If I'm tamei and I touch a kachim and I make a tamei,
no.
We're not talking about
it. Should be just as bad as if I'm tamei and I eat it.
Why?
I don't know. I made a hektish, a tamei.
It's not chai misa, only if you eat it. That's what listen, no the whole kachim doesn't make sense, the dinim.
Okay,
right? The whole thing doesn't make sense. Tumah makes sense. It doesn't make sense. Kachim doesn't make sense. The Rambam says, Loya mes metame, v'loya mikveh metaye. The Rambam says, not a mess makes you tummy, and not a mikveh makes you pure. This is what Hashem says. In other words, logically, a mess should make you tummy, and a mikveh shouldn't make you because you're going to Baba. A dunk, a mikveh, it makes it tar. He said, this is what the Torah says. That's it. It's exercise of kosher.
When they give the truma, how you find out his tamah? Somebody give it? You tell him his tamah, or you find out by his tamah?
It doesn't matter. If he knew it was tamah, if he didn't know it was tamah, and he ate it, so it's shagig. But again, because it's misa b'dei shemayim, Hashem knows if you ate it. You don't need warning by misa b'dei shemayim averis. The purpose of being warned, Hasra, that we learned, is for Besdin to know if you did it accidental. That was Besdin supposed to know. Maybe the guy didn't know. He did it accidental. So why do you have Hasra? Because Besdin needs to know, did you do it intentionally? Did you do it accidentally? But when it comes to Avedas and Mitzvah, the Shemayim, Hashem knows if you did it or not, that B'Shegig or B'Mezid. Yeah, but that's not Misa. You don't get Misa for making somebody, helping somebody sin. So if a kohen that, this case is a kohen that's Tomei, but the Gemara is kohen Tomei, they ate Truma Tehera, speaking, obviously he knows he was Tomei. What happens when Moshe kohen didn't know he was Tomei? He's not going to get Misa. Now I'll give you an example. There was a road, you know, years ago, there were not cemeteries. There was people were buried all over the place. Yeah? Okay, went on the road. He walked on the road. And then he was tar, yeah? And then he ate truma. And then he found out later that the road he walked on was, there was a mess there. Not a mess, M-E-S-S, a dead body. Mace. He's not going to get Misa. He didn't know he was tummy. Right? If he knows he's tamei and he eats truma tahera, so then the din is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Which then he could also do tshuva, but if it's shagig, you don't get misa b'dei shemayim. It's shagig. Okay, v'zor sha'ochel is a truma, or a non-kayim. By the way, non-kayim means a levi also. Anybody who's not a kohen eats truma. It also said chayiv misa, right? Bidei shemayim. Amarav zdar shachal satruma loike. Rav comes along and says, not like our Mishnah says. Yeah? Our Mishnah says, if a non-Kohen eats Truma, it's Chayiv Misa. Comes along Rav and says, like, he only gets Malkus. Amalei Rav Kahana Rav, so Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, both of them were students of Rav. They said to Rav, Lema Mar B'Misa, the Ketzev Echol Zor L'Yechol Kedesh. The Pasuk says, they shouldn't eat, and in the Pasuk says, Ki Yichalalu. Right? So L'cheira, and so Rav answered, Ani Hashem Mekachem Hifsi Kinyan. There's a separation between Yichalalu and the Zor eating Truma. The Gemara said, if it says Yichalalu, then he should get Misa. So Rav said, no, that's the different part of the Pasuk. There's a separation, it says Ani Hashem Mekachem. So because of that, you don't get Misa. Meisri, so the Gemara asked for Meir Breisa just now, right? Elein B'Misa. Zor she'echos a truma. Yeah? Rav says, if a non-Kohen eats truma, you only get Malkus. So Gemara says, I price it with just explaining. He says, you can't get Misa. How can Rav say Malkus? Listen to this. Masnita Rav Koromis. You're asking a question from a price on Rav? Rav Tanu Polog. Rav is a Tana. There's a few, many places in Shas, not many, a number of places in Shas, whenever they ask a contradiction from a price on Rav, the Gemara says, can't ask a Bryce a question on Rav. Rav was a Tani, he argues on a Bryce. Rav was able to argue on a Bryce. Once in a while, it says Shmuel, once or twice in Shas. It says Shmuel was also a Tano Polig, and Rabbi Yechanan also, they would answer. Like he says it here, Rav lived in transition from Tana Tameroim, okay? And because he learned from Rabbi Yudan Nasi and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, they also got like Tanoic things. So therefore, you can't refute like other Amiroim. Other Amiroim, if you ask, bring a Braisa, they're refuted. But these are especially Rav, Rabbi Yechanan, and Shmuel, very rare. But sometimes when push comes to shove, they say, he argues.
A Amir can't refute a Braisa.
No. But I'm saying that's what the Gemara says. Rav was like an Amir can't.
Can't. You said you can. Okay.
I did say? I'm sorry. If a Braisa, you ask a question from a Braisa and an Ameira, as a rule, the Ameira is refuted. But not Rav and Shmuel, sometimes in Rabbi Yechanan, those are the exceptions.
As a rule, Amoraim refuted? They can't refute it.
He can refute it. Not that he shouldn't.
I'm saying if you refute an Ameira from a Braisa, the Ameira is refuted.
Right.
Because
the Braisa is stronger than the Amoraim.
Correct.
Of course, it was a different era.
Yeah, but Rav, and you can't say because Rav, Tanu Paul, Rav, hey, it's like Rabbi Kiva says something. So you can't ask a question Rabbi Kiva. God, Rabbi Shmuel says differently. Like the Gemara has an expression, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. You're asking a question from one person on another person. They argue, obviously. You can ask a question, or Rabbi Kiva contradicts himself. That you can ask a question. But you can't ask a question, Rabbi Kiva says something, Rabbi Shmuel says something else. So Rabbi Shmuel says this. And so the Gemara says, you ask a question from a Braisa and Rav. So a few times, if the Gemara has no other answer, the Gemara says, Rav Tano Polik. Rav argues.
But Rav, there's no Mishnah from Rav.
No. There's no Braisa from Rav either.
Because Mishnah stopped like probably 150 years before Rav. No.
Braisa was in the era of Rav.
Braisa was in the era of Rav.
Rabbi Yudan Nasi compiled Mishnah. Yeah. Those things he didn't put in the Mishnah, he left out. It was Braisa. Yeah. Who composed the Braises?
Rav
Asher. Rav Asher is Gemara. Rav Chir and Rabbi Ishiya, who are contemporaries of Rav. They're all to meet him of Rabbi Yudan Nasi.
Rav was one generation after.
Rav Chiya also, the Gemara says, sometimes Tanu Polig. Rav Chiya was older than Rav. He was his uncle from both sides. He was his uncle. So Rav Chiya was older than Rav, but again, Rav argues with Rav Chiya a lot of times.
Can Rav argue with a Mishnah or only Brais?
No, even a Mishnah. It's Mishnah and Brais is the same Tanoim. Okay, he can argue on a Mishnah too.
Stronger than
I and Ochanami, but he can argue on if he's Tano Polig, he can argue on a Mishnah also.
Does he?
Yeah, happens a few times. Again, it's not often in Shal.
One generation after Rabbi Danasi.
He was a student of Rabbi Danasi. Nah, the Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan.
He wasn't born in
Bavel. No.
He moved to Bavel.
Rav came to Bikkur Mot. Yeah, they learned the name by then. Then Rav.